This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I better not read this headline, because every time I cover a top general or the head of NATO or the head of CENTCOM or the head of SOUTHCOM or top scientist or Stephen Hawking, saying the world's never been in more danger than it is now. Obama, though, he says the world's never been safer. That's a quote. And the U.S. economy has never been better. Remember, he said that about a year ago. So should I read this headline? Out of the UK, Sun, planet closer to catastrophic World War III than at any time for 60 years, experts warn. And it doesn't look good for Britain or America if it does kick off. No, you want to get down to Easter Island? You want to get down, down, down. Down, 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 take it down. It's when the dying calls. It's when the dying calls. I have actually, years ago, talked about evacuating to the Southern Hemisphere. It would be a very selfish move, but my flesh, that is weak, or my family, is constantly making me angry at myself for not evacuating quickly. Another area that will get hit with less radiation is New Zealand. There aren't too many globalist billionaires that haven't hightailed it to New Zealand or Australia. In fact, that's in the news today. In the George Strait world, you know, here in Texas, we tend to think of ourselves as a redoubt against the globalists and New World Order, but I can tell you at current rates of their program, it will be a lost cause within about 5 years. And I've pledged to stay here and go down with a ship, but I really don't want to be involved in a civil war when about half the public can't even wipe their noses. I mean, it is going to be just disastrous. And I really feel sorry for the general public, and I really feel sorry for the military and police. I really do. People say, oh, the cops are corrupt and scum. They're all just out there attacking innocent people 24/7. And the statistics just don't show that. The cops kill a little over 1,000 people a year, and they say only 100 and something aren't justified. Let's say it's 300 aren't justified. Is 300 dead people a year the big issue? By the way, this is why I've been having information overload. I mean, I almost don't even want all these guests to come on, even though they're great guests, informative, because I have a lot to cover. Leprosy is spreading all over the United States, and I've been told this by people at the state level in Florida, and the state level in California. And I talked to a high-level individual in the State Health Department of Texas on the hike and bike trail parking lot about a year ago, and I'd recognized the guy on TV before, and he knew who I was and came over, and I followed him over to his car. He had state plates, too. I mean, it was who he said he was. I went and Googled it right when I got in my car. And he said, just don't say my name, but yeah, you can say this. We are dealing with black plague, bubonic plague, and we are dealing with drug-resistant TB everywhere, drug-resistant syphilis, leprosy. And I said, really, leprosy? I heard there's a major uptick. And go, oh, yeah, it's bad. And so, oh, by the way, wet leprosy, that's transferable leprosy, is basically untreatable. I mean, it's incurable. And so I told you it's spreading in the public schools. And it's CBS News. Outside Los Angeles, see, the school didn't know. They thought when there's been an outbreak of, like, chickenpox, that they want fear-mongering for vaccines, so they send a letter. And the health department said, no, you don't send it when it's leprosy, sweetheart. Leprosy spreading in the school. One drippy touch, and your child is going to be rotting for the rest of their life. And guess who leaves the borders wide open? and who won't let the Border Patrol do it. Yeah, that's a local paper. It's now confirmed with CBS. You can put CBS up on screen for folks. We're going to cover it all. Stay with us.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Incorad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You betcha!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and family, the only winning move is not to die.
the front lines of the information war. I'm Alex Jones. We're now 9 minutes and 55 seconds into the second hour. For the rest of the hour, we have James Wesley Rawls joining us, best-selling author of both fiction and nonfiction, former Army intelligence officer. He's a humble guy, but I've talked to a lot of really smart people in the last decade, current military and former, and they say, James Wesley Rawls, he knows what he's talking about. And they also will kind of point you to other people like Bracken and others to break down. You know, they won't sit there and give you secret information. They'll just say, you ought to go talk to this person. And, of course, I have my head screwed on pretty straight, too. I've got a pretty clear view on what's going on here. But survivalblog.com is his award-winning website. We'll tell you about one of his latest novels and more while he's with us here today. But there's a lot of headlines here that are very, very illustrative of a Marie Antoinette-type breakdown of civilization that we see happening throughout history, where elites become very, very disconnected from reality and become megalomaniacal, start wars they can't win, or squander the public treasury to build monuments, and the public starves, and then there's a civil war, or they marry their horse and declare themselves God, you know, Caligula. And we see that. I mean, look at these headlines here. Planet closer to catastrophic World War III than any time for 60 years, experts warn. That's the Sun newspaper. And it doesn't look good for Britain or America if it does kick off. And it goes through all these top experts agreeing that the world's the most dangerous it's ever been. Obama says it's the safest it's ever been, and the economy is the best it's ever been. And then I have this headline of the L.A. Times. Beverly Hills homes seek $195 million in wake of record Playboy mansion sale. And why do I read that headline? Because it ties in with this. You see, when they've got chicken pox or something, the school sends home letters to hype it so everybody takes vaccines. But when it's a real crisis like drug immune or resistant TB, it'll kill you over time. You know, fry your liver and kidneys with just the antibiotics alone. They don't send letters home when there's TB in the school. Okay. And we have the headlines, Associated Press, 22% of the Islamic veterans, a lot of them are veterans of the jihad, 80% are male. That Freudian slip was, see, my Freudian slips are super accurate. Coming into Minnesota alone have drug-resistant TB, which is a nice way of saying basically untreatable. But what else is exploding, and I've told you about this, is being covered up. I've talked to high-level folks in California and in Florida, and I've also talked to people in the state health department, high-level here in Texas, and they say it's not just TB, it's black plague, and it's leprosy. And the reason I want to mention this is, what's wrong with the elite? I've had the Border Patrol on with their faces blurred. We've gone down and showed them completing the smuggling process and being ordered to let them be shipped in. That was 3 years ago. We broke that. The media knew about it. They were just willing accomplices to cover it up. And when that happened, more and more Border Patrol came out, and then they got reprimanded. One of them went on Hannity, a senior Border Patrol agent, deputy head of the union nationally, and said, no, it's true. We complete the smuggling process. And the latest report from just a few months ago with our reporters on the border, and they talked to the Border Patrol. This time the Border Patrol went on camera, knowing they could be fired. The head of the union in that sector went on camera and said, we're ordered to let them all go, even if they've got TB, you name it. When they find out they have TB, they let them go. And they don't even give them medical care. And they send them, including children, to be in school with your kids. This is insane. It's a way to bring the country down. But the globalists themselves don't even care about their own operations. Or do they? Because more and more of them are running to New Zealand, Australia, and other areas. Even mainstream media is reporting on the giant exodus taking place. I wanted to set the table with that with James Leslie Rawls, because we have a special report coming up later in the broadcast today. We have big breaking news with Roger Stone into the fourth hour today. I'm going to be co-hosting that with David Knight. But we have big breaking news. We have confirmed that they're bringing in UN, NATO, OECD security forces. That's at the base of the EU and NATO. That's what set up the Marshall Plan. So the actual corporation that runs Europe is sending its operatives in. Tenfold, Reuters reports, what we're here previously in the last 2012 election. And they're going to, quote, protect our elections from the Russians. Hillary even said that Monday during a coughing fit on her airplane in a quasi-press conference she finally gave. So we've got that. We've got all these new emails coming out proving she destroyed classified evidence but has been caught doing it. So we have her red-handed. What false flags will they launch? Every globalist publication, from the Financial Times of London to the Washington Post, The Economist, says if Hillary falls after Brexit, it's all going to fall. So we have entered a mythical time right now. This is so crazy. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. I'm going to skip this break so Rawls has more time. There's going to be a show soon if this keeps going this way. It's make it or break it. We've never had so much opportunity. It's the best of times, worst of times. We've never had so many problems. This is Newtonian physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We are in the fulcrum. We are in the center of the maelstrom. We are in the center of the hurricane. That is my view. But every other analyst agrees that it, hands down, this is the most wild time to ever be alive. And things are very fluid now. The shape of things to come is happening now. James Wesley Rawls, I've thrown a huge spectrum out there, but it all ties together as a former Army intelligence officer. Somebody so concerned about what's happening, your face hasn't been seen in over a decade. Probably the top survival researcher and blog out there, I think, hands down. Do you concur with that breakdown, that gestalt? And what do you add to that? Because you'll have the floor. Give us the presentation. I'm going to try not to jump in until the bottom of the hour. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex. I have to agree with you that we are living in a very pivotal time and that the outcome of the upcoming election has a lot to do with where this nation ends up in the near future. We're probably going to see a third world war within the next few years, regardless of who is elected. I'm hoping that wiser heads will prevail, but certainly if Hillary gets in, we are much more likely to be going head-to-head with a coalition of possibly Russia and China and one or more key players in the Middle East. It could be a absolute mess, and we could overtax the capabilities of our military to respond in a conventional manner and prevail. And given the proclivity of modern politicians, when backed into a corner, I think that there's a fairly high likelihood that this could go nuclear. We could see a nuclear conflict coming out of what looks like an unwinnable conventional warfare situation where the U.S. is fighting a war on multiple fronts and simply overwhelmed and outnumbered. Yes, we have a fantastic military. We have some of the finest military aircraft out there. But sheer numbers might be what matters. And if it comes down to that, if we're facing multiple adversaries in multiple theaters, we could very well be overwhelmed.
And we could be looking at a option like they almost had in Korea when a million Chinese came in from the north and when MacArthur wanted to use atomic weapons.
Yes, it could come to something just about like that. And here we have a situation that's incredibly fluid where U.S. foreign policy has been adrift for many years. We have a U.S. State Department that's colluding with our enemies, and we have a situation where I'm really surprised that it didn't come to out-and-out combat over the Ukraine. We came very close with the Ukraine to going into a full-blown war with Russia. We could very well reach a tipping point like that in any number of different places, in Korea, in Iraq, in Syria, possibly in North Africa. Again, I think there's more trouble brewing in Libya and with Sudan that's not being very well reported in the press, but the situation in Libya is far from settled, and the ISIS presence is growing there. So there's any number of different theaters where this could erupt into a full-scale war, and we could have, especially in the situation with Syria, where you have so many surrogate forces in operation, all it takes is a couple of aircraft being shot down, and the whole paradigm shifts, and alliances become clear, and then we would end up in combat, possibly even with Turkey and even the Russians. It could be a very ugly situation very quickly. We have, a foreign policy that's been adrift for so many years, and we've been backstabbing so many of our allies, including Israel, that any number of different situations could spin very rapidly out of control. And as a backdrop to all of this, as you alluded to earlier, we have a economic situation globally that is teetering on the brink. And unfortunately, in the view of some politicians, they may see a third world war, or at least a regional war, as a convenient excuse and a means of escape.
That's right, a major reset.
An economic collapse.
A major reset in their view. In fact, they're even talking about that, as you know, and we've got the Chinese president, the appointed dictator, he has the name president, threatening war, saying it's imminent just a month ago in the Chinese People's Daily. We have unprecedented corruption. And then we have the Clinton Foundation bragging that the failed state is what they always wanted in Libya. What is the strategy there of turning ISIS and al-Qaeda loose as a larger caliphate for Saudi Arabia to export its Wahhabism, but now Saudi Arabia is suddenly jumping in bed with the Russians. Turkey is hedging its bets. I mean, these are the type of things we see before a major world war. That's what mainline analysts are now saying. Do you concur with this article out of the Sun, saying planet closer to catastrophic World War III than any time for 60 years?
Yes, I do. And in fact, I think the situation in Syria is probably the most likely flashpoint because, again, as I mentioned before, there are so many surrogate forces in play. And right now, we have Turkey that is supposedly still our NATO ally prosecuting a war against the Kurds, who we have supported. And the Kurds have been really the only effective fighting force in combating ISIS in Syria. So, and we've only given them begrudging assistance. But
exactly. Obama and the globalists are trying to play every side. Sorry, go ahead.
Topsy-turvy.
You're absolutely right. What do you see in this election with Hillary, health issues? What's your view? What's your intel on that, Mr. Rawls?
Well, I don't have any direct intelligence, but common sense dictates that if she has a major health setback, more than just the little episodes that she's had with minor seizures, that we could very well see the Democratic Party trot out another candidate or perhaps even make her running mate the candidate, who's pretty much an unknown. And given the power of the mass media in this country, they may try to railroad Donald Trump right off the tracks and railroad in their candidate for the Democrat Party in the upcoming election. The polls have been wildly exaggerated and manipulated, and I think the real poll numbers, the genuine numbers out there actually are leaning pretty solidly for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. In fact, internal polling shows that. And Reuters doesn't even hide it, the fact that they sampled 15% more Democrats in polls to give Hillary a lead. We're seeing unprecedented deception by the press, by the political class, really a wild-eyed behavior where Hillary never does press conferences, but you write questions on an orange and then roll it up to the front of the plane where she's at. And then the media makes a joke out of this. This is insane.
Well, at least she hasn't appointed a horse to the Senate yet.
But, exactly.
We're definitely living in the age of deception and betrayal. And Hillary's hijinks, I think, are just one example of just how perverted the system has become and how out of touch with reality a lot of the political ruling class really are.
That's what scares me. When you've got a bunch of weird, power-tripping women in $5,000, $10,000 business suits with jewelry at defense briefings shooting their mouth off about how we're going to rough the Russians up, I mean, it's just in history. I've never seen such bizarro behavior. It just smells of disaster and calamity to me, sir.
I have to agree with you. Alex, we are living in times that are unprecedented, and the peril that America faces right now is really almost unimaginable, because it's not just a full-scale economic collapse that we're facing, and it's not just the advent of a tyrannical government, which both in and of themselves are huge, huge threats, but we are also facing the threat of nuclear war. And in the modern context, that would be entail massive, massive loss of life. We probably see an 80% die-off of population in our country, because even in a limited nuclear war, we would see our power grids brought down for an extended period of time. And that would, as I've mentioned in interviews with you before,
a chain reaction of biblical proportions with the reactors, the nuclear reactors, melting down within 4 weeks. And then you look at the spoiled population on average of the industrialized world not being self-sufficient. It is a true road scenario, a.k.a. Viggo Mortensen, a nightmare scenario. And what makes it worse is we see the so-called elites accelerating their exit to faraway lands in the southern hemisphere, which is what you would do to avoid nuclear fallout, correct?
Right, exactly, because the most people don't realize it, but the air circulation between the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere is broken up by the middle latitudes, and not too much air circulates across the equator. The southern hemisphere, in a most foreseeable nuclear exchanges, would be essentially untouched. So it comes as no great surprise that the power elites are heading for their hidey holes in the southern hemisphere.
I have children, and I'm so concerned, and my gut is concerned. Historically, we should all be concerned. The experts are all concerned. And I talk to young people especially, and they're so disconnected, they laugh at me and say, I like video games and comic books. I've had people to my face tell me that I'm a kook, and that comic books are fun, and why don't I like comic books or you know, football games? And I'm just like, do you understand that the crazy political climate we see here now is just a local manifestation of what's happening worldwide? Double the number starving to death a year that were just dying, you know, 10 years ago. Plagues. Let me ask you this question. You heard me mention it earlier. We're going to go to break. CBS News with, you know, parents demand answers after Valley leprosy scare. And they go, well, there is some leprosy, but we're going to get the test back. I mean, there's just this laissez-faire attitude by the elites that are staying here while others evacuate. I mean, what do you make of just letting people in with TB, you name it?
Well, it shows the perversion of the system, where politics are prevailing over common sense and good public health policy. And to think that for the sake of bringing in a few more potential Democrat voters, they're willing to admit a large number of refugees who test positive for not just tuberculosis, but for resistant strains of tuberculosis, which, as you mentioned before, are just about incurable. It's just almost unfathomable that public policy could be so perverted just for the sake of politics.
This is war. This is war against
the times we live in.
Is this not war?
Well, yeah, in effect, it is a genocide against the bedrock culture of our country. They're willing to sacrifice a good chunk of our population as pawns in this global chess.
That's right. Stay there. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. More straight ahead. We're just raising the alarm here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
Let's look at some of the headlines at DrudgeReport.com before we go back to our guest, James Wesley Rawls. You got to be radio listeners, you just go to DrudgeReport.com. TV viewers, you can see us surfing right here. Confidence grows on the Hill as more of the Republican establishment now join Trump because they just know Hillary's collapsing. It's biblical how they have this fraud they plan to steal the election for, but God or time is catching up with Hillary. Poll, Trump now 19 points ahead of Hillary in the military. Folks, if you believe that he only has a 20% lead on Hillary in the military, I've got a bridge on the moon I want to sell you. 90% of the military supports Trump. I mean, it's probably higher. Fear of rigged election. Big reports there. Obama spends another $10 million to register new immigrant voters. Assange, Clinton bombshell, could drop next week. Hillary admits upping med load to combat coughing fits. So that's just some of the headlines that are at DrudgeReport.com. But I wanted to briefly go back into one of these because fear of a rigged election. I've got so many guests today. I hope we have time to play it. He just completed it. He was up most of the night putting it together. Rob likes to make these so powerful. But I shot a video yesterday where I break down the proof that the Democrats already stole the nomination and they're planning to steal it from Trump. And now they're bringing multinational observers in and have the Justice Department saying they're going to be running all the key battleground states to ensure the Russians and Trump don't steal it. I mean, that's the biggest conspiracy theory in history with no foundation. But remember a month ago when I raised this first, and that's what this video breaks down. This was insane. Obama said it didn't exist. It couldn't happen. But then, days later, they began to say, okay, we're going to have to federalize this. And here's Politico. Paperless voting could fuel rigged election claims. Amid Democratic fears of hackers, I thought the Democrats had no fears, and Trump's warnings about cheating, some key states will rely on electronic voting machines that lack a paper trail. So I thought when I raised this and asked Trump to raise this, and he did raise it 48 hours later, I thought that we were kooks. I mean, the media made a big deal of this, saying Jones says he talked to Trump and Trump did it his urging. I didn't say that. I've talked to Trump, and I said, you know, they tried to steal it from you. You fought and got it. When the Republicans tried to take it, I mean, that's an admitted fact. And they stole it from Sanders. The Stanford Research Institute has come out and said, yes, Sanders was robbed. We've got to get ahead of this. I mean, this is an illegitimate candidate who stole the nomination. You should by default be elected. And Trump's like, yeah, I'm already on that. Exactly, yeah. It's like, hey, Trump, the sky's blue. Yeah, Alex, you're right. We're going to do something about it. Watch this week. And they try to, like, create some riff, like, Alex says he tells Trump what to do. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's the biggest baloney spewing system I've ever seen in my life. Meanwhile, Carville is freaking out, talking about fake votes and election chaos. The Democrats in 12 states have introduced bills. In Illinois, it passed the House, but it didn't get signed by the governor, to legalize illegal aliens. Here, one day, and you can vote. Talk about disregard for the sovereignty. Talk about arrogance. Talk about slapping us in the face with a rotten fish. Talk about just disdain and seeing what they can do. Look at this kook, this arrogant kook. Carville, possible to rig voting machines for 100 votes, calling election rigged, fundamental attack on our country, and then saying the Russians are coming to get us. Well, this guy, according to our sources, has rigged more elections than LBJ. And I love how he's got the Republican wife on the other side. I mean, I tell you, Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Between the two of them, they lick the platter clean. We're so sick of the Bush-Clinton dynasty. Just go away. Don't go away mad. Just go away. That's just some of the news there. If you go to Infowars.com, it is loaded with key information that the globalists absolutely do not want you to have. Just remember that. We are in a very, very serious situation. I reset my side here. We're in a very serious situation globally right now, domestically. We need people to be awake and sane and calling out the disconnected insanity of Hillary Clinton and others and Obama that reportedly watches ESPN like 8 hours a day when he's not playing golf. So go to Infowars.com. We've got massive coverage of what's unfolding. Illegals, quote, on video say, Obama said it was okay to come. Hillary blames her brain injury on law breaking. We've got a bunch of other news. We've got Trump saying people who break up phones with hammers are covering something up. That's like saying 2 + 2 = 4. And they call that the kookiness of Trump, stating the obvious. We're going to go back to our guest here in a moment and run through all these issues and where he sees this going in just a moment. But before I do that, September is preparedness month, and I promote and sell products that are the highest quality that I use, that I personally believe in, and that I feel really good about selling to you. It's called a 360 win, a term I coined. And we only do this once a year normally, but I've been doing it every few months now because we've gotten them to expand their production, you know, that they're literally packaging the food as soon as I've been prepared, super high quality, very, very low prices, already a great deal on InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply. It's the exact same food. You can buy the My Patriot Supply full catalog right next to it at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. But you get 30 to 40% off on InfoWarsSelect.com food for just this week. We're going to have to end it. We also have 20% off on a lot of other survival products like Mason Iodine X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Multivitamin, Fruit Punch Mix, and more. And while you're getting products you need, you're funding the information war to try to get more people awake and to try to hopefully fix this so you don't need to use these emergency products. But listen, with the glyphosate, the fluoride, and the bisphenol, and all the other crap in the water, thousands of different things, you're insane if you're not using an Alexa Pure Pro gravity-fed water system that blows away almost all the other competition. There are several other companies like ProPure and others that are excellent as well. They're all apples and oranges. We carry the three major brands of gravity-fed that in test are the best. Some are better at this, some are better at that, but they all reduce stuff down to 99% or more. You don't need this for preparedness, but we are discounting a lot of stuff right now during the sale. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals, the supplements, and your funding obviously helps us do what we're doing right now. We have the new BioTrue Selenium, the highest quality for mustard seed selenium that's needed in all electrochemical activity in the body. It dovetails with the Survival Shield X2, True Nation Iodine, and more. Going now back to James Wesley Rawls of survivalblog.com. He's a best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. He's got a new novel out. We're going to talk about this series that almost seems prescient, Patriot series. We're going to talk about that in the last segment. We're going to break in about 8 minutes. But first, Mr. Rawls, giving you the floor again, kind of like we co-host here. I go 5-6 minutes, you go that long, because I want to let you be able to flow here. You heard that spectrum of news I flew out. You've got Hillary, you've got her open corruption, you've got the WikiLeaks, you've got all the looting of the government going on, we've got the Germans saying get ready for a giant emergency, Deutsche Bank teetering like Lehman Brothers. I mean, there's so many triggers here. What else should people be made aware of? A, spend 5 minutes on that, and then 4 or 5 minutes after that, sir, please, on silver linings here. I mean, are there ways to have a soft landing? Can cooler heads prevail? Again, I don't say the military and police are saints, but the reason George Soros wants a civil war with them, where we attack them, is because he sees them as number one enemy. How do we hopefully not have a military coup, but have a soft coup like we've already seen, where our military refuses to aid al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria?
Well, Alex, I think the threats that we face are manifold, and you've detailed quite a few of them just in the last couple of minutes. But the important thing to keep in mind is that even with all these threats, I think there's still hope for our political process in the country. I think people ought to stay fully engaged politically. It's not time to go hide under a rock. It is time to speak up and wake people up between now and the election so that hopefully we can have an impact and stop the Hillary Clinton juggernaut. Without people alert and awake and fully engaged, we run the risk of just becoming the victims of our circumstances. So it's really important that people be fully engaged and fully aware of what's going on. And now is not the time to shirk, and now is not the time to cower. If you've been holding back on telling your friends, coworkers, fellow church congregants about the threats that we face, you need to stop. You need to actually speak up and warn people while we still have time. I think that InfoWars has been crucial in that process, and people need to carry through with that on a personal level, face-to-face with everyone that they know in their families, their coworkers, their church congregants, and so on, and neighbors. It's really, really important at this stage. I do think there is hope for the political process, and even though there's massive corruption, and there's certainly some voter fraud that's going to go on, but if enough people wake up, they won't be able to.
You can't steal a landslide.
You can't exactly. You cannot stop a landslide once it's in process. And this all leads me to the next point, which is it's crucial, it's vitally important that we hedge our bets by having our families well prepared. I'm a big believer in homeschooling. I'm a big believer in food storage and all the other aspects of family preparedness. It's really important that people stock up, team up, and train up to be ready no matter what happens. It's every family's responsibility to look out for hearth and home, for their own family first, and then have extra on hand in storage to be able to help feed and house and clothe refugees, because there may be huge numbers of them in the near future, as I described in my novels.
And you're going to have to arm them and feed them to create your local defense force, or it'll be overrun and basically killed.
Right, right. So the crucial thing, though, it all comes down to calories. You need to stock up in bulk with all the basics, wheat, rice, beans, and you need to have good nutritional supplements to go with those, because when you're eating just bulk foods, all the really crucial little bits of nutrition may not be there. And the human body cannot just synthesize these things. You need to have those nutrients. And
I mean, I've gotten so concerned, I'm even stocking up on like antibiotics and other things. And again, because,
yep.
I mean, it's always been a possibility. Last century, hundreds of millions were killed by government. World War II, World War I. But there's not an amnesia. So many people have never lived through hardship. It seems like when we do have this fall that looks imminent, it just depends on how bad it's going to be, that it is going to be disastrous. I mean, can you imagine when we've got like 100 million people that can't even take care of themselves in this country, and we've got Latin America already collapsing, what this will look like? You've written books on it. Yeah, in fact, you've written novels kind of wargaming all this out. Spend a few minutes on what this will look like if we're unable to avert it.
Well, if we can't avert a collapse, we could be in a situation where law and order breaks down and the power grids go down. As I've mentioned before, there's three different power grids in our country, an eastern grid, a western intertie grid, and the Texas grid. And if any of the major grids go down, we could see a situation where the dependent classes of our society and those who have chronic medical conditions simply will not be able to cope. We have a society that has been not only dumbed down, but also so sissified that we really can't carry through as a nation with an extended power failure in this country. So many of our technologies, our transport, and our comforts depend upon the power grids, that if once the grids go down, the 18-wheel trucks are not going to stop, not going to be rolling any longer.
And it's all just on time. It's all just on time delivery, too. I mean,
exactly, yes. We have Kanban, just-in-time delivery systems, and we have so many things that are dependent on not just the power grids, but upon the Internet for ordering products and stocking shelves. And we even have architecture in this country that is basically built around modern heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, where you have windows that don't open for ventilation, and you have a lot of buildings, a lot of the modern shopping buildings, like the big box stores, are big windowless concrete boxes. So if the power grid goes down, they won't be, even if they have the products, they won't be able to continue.
You couldn't come up with a program. You couldn't come up with a program to make us more dependent. And let's talk about the different military actuaries that are out there. I know there's historical lenses. Within 6-7 days, most people will start robbing and killing with no food or water. Within 10 days, almost everybody starts murdering and killing. And within about, 15 days, 90%+ become cannibals. So when the military, quote, trains to take on zombie waves, that's a cover for mowing down giant masses of people that will essentially act like zombies in a collapse.
Well, yeah, I hate to use the word zombie, but it's roughly analogous, because if you have this large dependent class of society that is completely unprepared and unable to cope, they are going to very quickly, as soon as they run out of water and no longer have a toilet that flushes and they're out of food, and most American families have less than 3 days' worth of food.
And they have no morals, because in a moral society, and I'm not saying those people commit suicide, in this they're going to all be entitled to rape your wife, you name it. They're going to turn to total animals in minutes.
Right. It will be full-scale anarchy, and I don't mean it in the positive
way. No, it'll be road warrior. It'll be road warrior level.
Yes, exactly. And it'll happen much faster than most people think. So anyone who has plans to get out of Dodge to a well-stocked rural retreat, they better put that plan in. And
don't you really only have 24 hours? 24 hours, right?
Oh, certainly. Maybe less. Because once the majority of the population realizes what's going on, they're all going to hit the road, and a lot of the major freeways are just going to turn.
Sure. So really, you've got about 2 hours
east of the Missouri.
5 days to a week before they start eating people. That's what all the studies show. It's happened in other countries. We'll be back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ladies and gentlemen,
waging
the commander
war on corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's not mission impossible, but hopefully we can turn this thing around by educating enough people and get through their normalcy bias. The Commander-in-Chief Forum starts tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to be carrying it live and giving minute-to-minute analysis of Hillary's BS. You know they're trying to hit Trump where they think he's strongest and weakest. That is, he's very popular with the military, but they want to claim that he's an outsider. He doesn't know how to run the military when Hillary runs all these failed states and is the creator of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'll tell you, the biggest thing I like about Trump is he's advised by General Flynn, who I know is a patriot. I'll just stop right there and help lead the military in not following Obama's orders to aid Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You heard Cy Hurst come on, you know, 6 months ago and say InfoWars broke all that. I'm not bragging. I mean, we don't play games, folks. We have the real sources, the CIA whistleblowers, you name it. They go, well, why do they arrest other whistleblowers and not you? Because I'm too big a target, folks. They're not going to be able to get away with saying I'm a Russian agent like they do Assange. Okay? So everybody knows that that is a pig that won't fly. They may try something else, but we are living in incredible times, to say the least. So 7 o'clock Central tonight, live coverage during it and then live analysis after. But notice Hillary can't even go in there but for 30 minutes and then have Matt Lauer, who works with her global initiative, ask the questions. So I would look for some dirty tricks, some really archaic stuff that nobody could really answer, like how many angels dance on the head of a pin, and then have Lauer go, answer the question, and try to stump Trump. And he should say, I don't know, ask Hillary, it's in her emails. He's got to do something like that. And we've got him for 5 more minutes in the next hour, only 4 minutes left in this segment. And, of course, his website is pretty much the biggest survival blog out there, survivalblog.com, James Wesley Rawls. I want to spend a little bit of time in the next segment on your books, your latest novel. But first, just briefly, what other big issues are on your radar screen dealing with collapse? Because we're not fear-mongering when we say look at Venezuela or look at all these other countries where it's already, the dogs and cats have disappeared for months off the streets. Now they're eating people. Now they're eating zoo animals. I mean, I don't think people understand how serious this is, A, and then B, why are we seeing global meltdown and societal collapse all over the planet, sir?
Well, I think Venezuela is a very good example of what can happen with a command-driven economy. And if Hillary Clinton gets into office, I think that's what she wants to try to create in this nation, is a command-driven economy. It's straight out of the socialist playbook. The threats that we face in terms of the economy are huge. We have a banking system and a stock market that are basically teetering on collapse. The bankers have taken the desperation move of going to negative interest rates. It's basically the last arrow left in their quiver. And they're basically forestalling a collapse at this point. I think they're trying to drag things on at least past the election in their hopes of getting Hillary Clinton into office. And at that point, they'll probably let things fall apart because they, under the Hegelian dialectic, can use that collapse as the excuse for creating a bigger government, a total government.
That's right.
That's the end game economically.
But nationalism is rising with the Brexit and what's happening here. That's really what they were counting on.
Yes, and in fact, that's the encouraging thing, is to see that there's some common sense out there. I was really glad to see the majority of Britons vote in favor of exiting the EU. And we have a hope of getting out of some of the multinational trade agreements that we've been locked into for so many years that have basically gutted our economy. They've gutted our manufacturing base and turned America into a banking and service economy, which it really never...
Which allows the globalists to control us. Again, they don't want anybody to be self-sufficient. Right. We'll be back in 70 seconds with 5 more minutes, then a raft of big guests and breaking news.
Thank you for listening.
Please tell everybody you know to tune in, folks. This is history.
Visit
we got to stop this. We got to stop it. We can do it. We got to hit our knees, too.